As always, we love to chat with Kaiser Kakanyago, who is the head of communications at and stakeholder relations at the Special Investigations Unit. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners.
So this seems a significant win, doesn't it? And fairly quick.
No, definitely. The last time, remember, we talked, I indicated that we are prioritizing this matter.
Mm-hmm.
And we have just been moving on it, and we've put a lot of resources on it to make sure that we finalize it as quick as possible. And this is one of those things that we do, because we do not want a situation where at the end of the investigation, we don't have anything to recover.
To show for it. Yeah, it's a pyrrhic victory.
Because people move money as quickly as possible. That's why we went to the accounts, and when we found that there is this amount of money in the accounts, that we went and we said to the special tribunal, let's freeze this amount and then finalize the investigation, which we will do by the end of this month.
I imagine with regard to the actual Digital Vibes account, it's relatively simple. How complicated does it get as you look at related accounts?
No, it is not as difficult as that. We were part of a group of law enforcement agencies, and one of the members of that group in the Fusion Center is their Financial Intelligence Center. They have got, in terms of law, the right to follow up accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we then give them reason or information to show that we have found that these irregularities are happening, and we ask them to do that for us, they easily do that, and they can follow the money with us about five layers down. We can look at where the money was, where it went to, where it moved from that person to the next one, five levels down. That is easier for us to do with the help of the FIC.
And I would imagine that's not just important for recovery, but it's also important for the actual case when it goes before a court, because you need to be able to show the trail.
Well, definitely. The court doesn't just grant you an order like that.
Mm.
You've got to show cause and give evidence of what have you found so far. And therefore, we were able to then show the court what we have found. And it helps us when we are able to show how the movement of money happened, and then we are able to then follow it up to the end. For us, it is a plus, and the fact that we have the resources to do that is also helpful to us.
Did you manage to recover a decent amount of the funds?
We haven't recovered anything per se. We just put on hold the $22 million in the bank account so that it cannot be used, because when we finish the investigation next week, we're going to give the president a report, and in that report we'll have referrals where we will say we need to recover this much amount of money. Let's say we say it's $150 billion that has been given. Therefore, we then have to do it, because the first thing we need to do is to go back to the tribunal after 30 days, before the 30 days lapse, to go and then try and set aside that contract. Once the contract is set aside, we'll be able to then know how much we need to recover, and then we check where it is. And if we find it in those accounts, we take it and forfeit it to the state. If some of the money was used to buy cars, we take those cars back. If it was used to buy houses, we'll take those houses back so that we are able to recover as much money as we can.
What's the reaction been from the public? Are you starting to see a positive feedback, or are people still very negative and cynical around corruption?
So far, I think the people are really commending the job that we are doing, because we have shown to them. Initially, when we started, and we started getting through to people, they would say, you always target the low-hanging fruits. You go for lower-level people. You never go to the big guns. And we have shown to them by now that wherever the evidence leads us, we go. It doesn't matter who you are. You have seen we have gone up to the level of the MEC in Gauteng, who was later removed from his duties. We have done the same thing in the Eastern Cape. The MEC of Health was removed from their position because of the work that we do. The have proven to people, and now they are seeing that we are able to. You can see from the comments that they do on social media that they have confidence in the job that we do as the SIU, even though the only neck that they put will be, but we don't see these people in orange overalls, which is something that we don't have control over.
Well, that's not your role. Absolutely. You can take it to a certain point and then it's got to go further. So, yeah. Obviously that is important. So as much as the investigations and the publicity around the investigations and the fact that, as you correctly said, that there's no area that you can't go. That, I think, is very, very important in establishing credibility for our justice system. Obviously, something out of your hands, but equally as important is that we do see some of these prosecutions going ahead and that it doesn't take years and years before people eventually are brought to justice.
No, definitely. In all fairness, you can clearly see, for example, some of the referrals that we did on the ESCOM BPPK, those people are already in court as we speak. We did an extradition of one of the guys called Lomas, who's from the company that benefited. And we can see there's movement also on that side of the way.